we need to change our focus and what do you want to do in life before Allah tests us. One thing I want to say to everyone, as I was reflecting, the response of the people of Gaza is amazing. We all agreed on that. And non-Muslims before Muslims are saying this. But you know what? It didn't happen in a day. They lived it. They lived Islam. They lived Islam. They lived the Quran. Abdullah, he was 23-year-old. The last day, as we were leaving, it was so painful. Ya Allah. And I said, Abdullah, mashallah, you're a hafiz. He said, I am not a hafiz. Then he looked at me and says, I am from the special huffaz. And I said, what does that mean? He said, in Gaza, when you finish the Quran, memorize, this group of people who will go and read the whole Quran from memory to their teacher in one day. And I said, how long it took you? He said, me, I was a little bit longer because my hifz was not 100%. I said, how long it took you? He said, from 8 to 4. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally, it's 8 to 2. When I, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه, Allah said this in Surah Al-Ahzab, from among the people, meaning the Sahaba, this actually was revealed because the Sahabi wanted to be martyr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it after he was killed. When I am ready to meet Allah and I work in my life to be ready to meet Allah, when the test comes in, I'm ready. I'm ready. They talk about martyrdom and death, like you and me talk about vacation.